Small city, big personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Hello there, my lovelies. How you doing? This is Lady Miss Emma here in the Caravan of Love. Right now, I'm sitting here on a lovely sunny day in Oxfordshire, outside my cousin's house in the garden, in the Caravan of Love doing a podcast. It's a Friday, so I'm a little bit stressed, a minute bit stressed, because the podcast needs to be in by 5 o'clock, and it is 25 to 2. I've still got to edit it and write my little blog and all that, but I'll do fine, it'll be in by 5, nae bother. Don't you worry your pretty wee heed about it. Alrighty, what have I got coming up in this week's podcast to entertain you for the next hour of your life? Let me find out. Hello, here, let's see. Oh, hello, that was the first thing, I've done that, hello. And then some great music, of course. School Bus Man's making an appearance. We'll have a Sisters Who Rock item. Funny stories. We'll have What's Happening back there in Perth. I'm in the loop, I'm doing sooth, but I still know what's going on back there. I'll let you know what's happening. Got a reggae moment, all sorts of shenanigans, updates. Everything's going on today. Don't you worry, it's going to be a blast. Alrighty. I'm going to begin this podcast today with this tune by this band because I'm feeling right in the spirit of the love train right now, being in the caravan of love. It's making me feel kind of summery and excited about this adventure which I'm embarking upon. So, this is the OJs with Love Train. Caravan of Love Train. We'll go in convoy all to Europe in our big Caravan of Love Train. That was, of course, the OJs with Love Train. I'm going to play you this one by Muse. Still loving them after their Glastonbury set. This is Starlight.
hopes and expectations, black holes and revelations, and our hopes and expectations, black holes and revelations.
What a cracking tune. Right, now it's time. I'm going to do it a little bit earlier in the show today. It's time for School Bus Man's weekly ditty. Alright, he says here, hi Emma, I hope you're well. I'm a bit fragile today as I climbed my first Munro yesterday, Ben Chonzi, near Cromrey, with my next door neighbour, Niven. It may take us a few days to recover. Here's the latest rhyme. A mountain we climbed yesterday, me and Niven were determined to say, we'll conquer this beast, plant a flag at the least, stand on the summit and our kingdom survey. Fantastic. Well, I think I could only follow that fantastic poem, Mr. Scobus Man, with this one by Biffy Clyro. This is Mountains. Tune!
Took a bite out of mountain range, thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, wanna go, all the way to the horizon. Take a drink at the ocean and tread water before a drown. Let's dive, wanna dive, to the bottom of the ocean. Tear us apart with all the things you don't like.
right, time for Sister to Rock item. Today it's going to be Aretha Franklin. She has been initiated before into the Sisters of Rock Hall of Fame. This one I'm playing for you today is a rare and unreleased recording of a tune called Mr. Big. Aretha Franklin still rocking it out at 74 years old. We love you and we respect you, you beautiful singing lady. This is Mr. Big. Enjoy. Lady Missema's funny stories. All right, now it's time for everyone's favourite item, Forget My Life. If you think you're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad life, compare the unfortunate incidents occurring in your life to these poor souls upon this website to feel some compassion for the trials and tribulations they are experiencing, or some reassurance. You're no quite as bad as they are. Right, let's have a look. Let's see where we go. Today, I had to awkwardly sit next to my ex and her mother on a two-hour flight. Forget my life. At least it was only a two-hour flight, not like a 10-hour flight, right? I mean, what would you do? Would you make small talk? I mean, it would depend on the circumstances of the breakup as well, wouldn't it? Oh, that is awkward. Next. Today, I received an envelope with my... Nope, can't read that one. Next up. Today, I felt the tag of my shirt bunch up in my skirt. As I reached into my skirt to rearrange it, it started moving. It was a 4-inch cockroach. Oh! Forget my life. Oh, that's hideous. That would scare the bejesus out of me. Today, like every year, my next door neighbour started setting off their fireworks at exactly midnight. Also, like every year, the sensitive car alarm belonging to another neighbour has gone off with every firework. It's been almost 6 hours, non-stop alarms and explosions. forget my life. I must have been for the 4th of July, right? Yeah. Today I moved into a new apartment. Nice. While moving boxes, I ran into my supervisor from work. Guess who lives across the hall? That would suck so badly. I mean, imagine you want to take a sickie, or there would just be people to knock on your door. Can you do a shift today? Oh, that would be a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. Move immediately. Today, our email server went down. When I called IT to find out what the status was, they told me they had emailed everyone with an update. Our survey says. Today, I gave a presentation in class. Felt pretty good about it until afterwards when I was told I lost points for communication because I'd been chewing gum. I wasn't. I just have a speech impediment.
Forget my life.
Today, in honour of America's birthday, my 50-year-old father decided to light off homemade bombs without telling anyone. The screams of me and my family members were louder than the bombs. Forget my life. That's hilarious. Today, my dad had a midlife crisis in the grocery store over his football career in high school, so he decided pelting me with vegetables and fruits would be a good idea. Forget my life. That's funny. Today I found out my aunt posted a picture of my bottom in a bikini on Facebook. I didn't even know she had taken the picture. This one's good. Today I didn't have the courage to tell the guy who likes me. I only thought of him as a friend. So I asked my best friend to do it for me. It turns out that her way of doing this is by telling him to F off and then punching him in the face. Forget my life. And lastly, today my parents watched a horror movie with some creepy child in it. Apparently, I sound just like that kid when I call for my mum, so now she doesn't want me to call her mum anymore. Forget my life. Oh, fantastic.
Lady Michelle's funny stories.
All right, time for some more music. Let's have this one. This is Free and I'll Be Creeping. Calm down, love. Yeah. brilliant there. I love that band. That's Free with I'll Be Creepin'. Coming up right now, we'll have a tune by the Temperance Movement. This is Take It Back. Caravan of Love update. All right, so I left Noah's Ark on Wednesday afternoon, and Noah's Ark guys were absolutely amazing with me. Hooked up my caravan, helped me pick up my awning, helped look after me completely. Absolute stars. Set me on my way, and I headed down at about 11:15 in the morning to head all the way down to Oxfordshire to come and see my family all the way down here, which is a mammoth journey. Didn't realise how long it is. It's literally 10 hours it took me to get down, driving at 50 miles an hour on the motorway consistently, getting blown here and there by lorries all over the road, people overtaking me. Most folk were very courteous with me in the caravan, waving and laughing at the car and things, but you know, you had the odd driver who drove a little bit close and gave me the willies, put the willies up me when I'm shaking and everything's rattling around me. The funniest thing that happened was my little cat. Well, she started off in the caravan because she's not the best traveller. She cries constantly, meh, 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 while you're travelling. That's the noise that she makes. And the problem is, when you're going to be driving for 10 hours and someone's constantly going, meh, in your ear, little bit frustrating. So you can probably hear a plane going over right now. We're right next to the RAF base here, so there's lots of planes passing the whole time. Anyway, so I ended up bringing her into the caravan because she'd managed to escape from her cat box in the caravan. So I had to bring her out of the caravan and into the car. Put her in the car, and we got, I don't know, we were about 180 miles away. And I looked back in my mirror behind me, and my cat was sitting
on the back of the car and on the parcel case bit there. Parcel shelf, that's what you call it. Smiling at me like, hello, I'm out the box. Then she proceeded to crawl through to the front and sit in the passenger seat next to me and wash her face, curl up and have a little sleep. And that's where she stayed for the rest of the journey. And she was excellent. The two of them were good as gold. They've travelled hundreds and hundreds of miles. And they were just good as gold. We got here safely and with a little smile on my face of achievement, because it's a big tribe. And I phoned up the guys at Noah's Ark, Carol and Jim, to let them know that I had arrived safely. And she said, to be honest with you, we thought you were a wee bit brave doing such a big journey. A little bit ambitious, but you did it, and well done to you. So I'll be proud of myself. So I'm hanging out here with family, having a lovely time, and I've got a gig on Saturday night, and I'm playing here, so I'm really excited about doing that. All good in the hood. So that's your update for today. This one is the Travelling Wilburys. This one is the end of the line, because I eventually made it to the end of the line. Happy days.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right, sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay.
Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
at the end of the line,
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Ashamed of the car I drive,
the end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side,
the end of the line.
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's alright, even if you're old and grey. Well, it's alright, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live and let live. Well, it's all right, best you can do is forgive. Well, it's all right, riding around on the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, even if the sun don't shine. Well,
Travelling Wilburys there, the end of the line.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
dig it.
Stop, right on.
What's going on, man?
I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, popping over to the Small City Big Personality website, check out what's happening over there. Well, I'm doing here. I'm checking out what's happening up there. Well, Jill Murray has excelled herself again and made a banana and lavender loaf. Banana and lavender. Mm-hmm. This week, my recipe has been inspired by the lavender fields of Provence and the hope of some good summer weather to come. So she's put lavender in with the banana loaf. She says it's a moist loaf. Oh, perfect with a cuppa. Recipe is easy to follow and comes out perfect every time. It says here, the wee tip here, when adding the bananas, make sure they are ripe and easy to mash. This makes it great to bake when you have bananas in your fruit bowl that need using up. And she uses a teaspoon of lavender extract in with the bananas to make it a banana and lavender loaf. It sounds absolutely gorgeous. Could you please make one for me, Jill? Come on, please. I don't bake very often. I need to find someone to bake for me. And Jill looks like she knows what she's doing. I think we should definitely get her to do it for me. All right, next up, what have we got? Adventure Circus Review. Graham Maxwell has popped over to Perthshire's Adventure Circus to give us a review of the Adventure Circus 2-hour taster session. Adventure Circus is an aerial acrobatics and circus-inspired fitness club for people who like to do things a little bit differently. It was set up by Gemma and Stephen, and they run the taster sessions often, actually. They're quite often. If you look at the website, you can see exact times. There's a great big article here of his review, and he got to try three different apparatus. He got to try the trapeze, easy for you to say, the aerial hoop and the silks. Lots of people go, all different abilities, all different levels of flexibility, but the way that Gemma and Stephen run the classes, they make it easy and accessible for everyone, so you really feel as if you've had a really good go at it, no matter how stiff or flexible you are. The cool thing at the end here that I was reading, Gemma reckons that Adventure Circus can be exercised by stealth as you get fitter and stronger under the guise of learning a new skill. That sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But people say the 2.5 hours go really quickly. Afterwards, they have a real sense of achievement as they've tried something that they never tried before, and it becomes easier than they thought it was going to be. Adventure Circus offers classes for both adults and children, as well being able to host unique kids' birthday parties. That would be fun for a birthday party. They've just moved to an even bigger and better venue in Perth. So if you check out onto the Small City Big Personality page there, a day at the Adventure Circus is the review, and you can have a check out when, if you fancy a wee bit of Adventure Circus yourself, sounds like fun to me, get in there, that's the way to do it, get it done, happy days, hanging about from trapezes and iron, you couldn't get in a happier day than that if you ask me. Right, and lastly, we're going to have a look at the activities calendar, see what's going on. Carousel, Pitlochry Theatre, 27th of May to the 15th of October. We've got The Beach at Glendoik, that's something happening at the garden centre there. If you have a look yourself, there's so many things. This Happy Breed, what else is going on? The Poppies exhibition, everyone knows about that one, surely. You've got the Beatrix Potter exhibition from the 1st of July in Dunkeld. It's got loads of things going on here. So have a wee pop over. Oh, you've got a friend, the 10th of July. What's that? That looks, is that Carole King? Oh, the West End show is coming to Pitlochry Festival Theatre. You've got a friend. Concert style show with the West End cast based on the friendship and music of Carole King and James Taylor. Ooh, that looks good. When's that then? The 10th of July from 8 o'clock. Tickets are £18.50 at Pitlochry Theatre. Like I say, I do stress that you go over and just check out the events section. Southern Fry Festival's coming up. So many, Imelda May's playing there. Oh, it's going to be fantastical. And go and see something. Enjoy our local festivals and music and things that are being put on. Stop sitting in front of your telly watching crap like X Factor. And go and see some real music and some real talent. There's tons of it around Perth. Tons of it. All right? I urge you. Urging. Okay, good. You've been urged. Now it's time for some more music. Let's have some Elvis. Let's have this one. This is Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, well, be so lonely, baby.
lonely. Oh, it's so lonely when they could die.
Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street, and they'll never look back and think you're so lonely, and think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely when they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, could you be just so lonely, baby? Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
And me reggae revelers, let's go back to some classic Bob Marley for today. Let's have this classic one. This one is Could You Be Loved?
Thank you.
Toto, and I want to tell you about a little adventure that I've been having in my cool cat daily antics. That's what I'm calling it. Cat Tomato's cool cat daily antics. Well, I was living up in a caravan park with my mama and Dougal, and I was getting oot in a boot in the caravan when my mama was inside. It was really nice. I just go out and just wander about and come back all by myself. I'm really clever. Anyway, and my mama went out one day, and when she came back, the window was open and I'd got out. I escaped. I pushed the window open with my paw and I ran out and I went into the forest, which is just next to the caravan park. Anyway, my mama came home and she was really panicking because she thought she'd lost me, you know. Anyway, I was in the bushes. She didn't know that. So she was walking about, her and Carol from the caravan park. They were calling my name, Cat Tomato, they were shouting. And I did hear them, but I was thinking, what's that silly lady doing now? Anyway, just as she walked back to the caravan, I decided to pop my head out of the bushes and go running to her. Like some crazy scene, you know, like, love is a many splendid thing. I came running into her arms and I was purring and rubbing my face on her face. I actually really missed her and I was so glad that she was home because I was really hungry. So I ate all my dinner and then I had a little snooze inside the caravan. It was a very exciting day for me. Anywho, that's my business for today. Maybe I'll update you with more business next week. Who knows? But it really is cool for cats. See you later!
That crazy little cat doing an escapee act. Honestly, my heart was in my mouth when I got home and I discovered that she wasn't in the caravan. As soon as I started shouting her name, she came running. I think she's part dog, possibly. Anywho, well, it's been a fantastic experience being here today, sitting in my cousin's garden, doing this podcast from my caravan, making it work, loving life, loving my adventures so far. It's working so far. But like I've said, please follow me on Facebook, Lady Miss Emma Music. That's Lady Miss Emma Music, of course. And of course, you can use my Twitter. It's at Lady Miss Emma. And follow me and keep up to date on what I'm getting up to. If you want to help me by GoFunding me, it's GoFundMe.com/LadyMissEmma. Any money is appreciated. It's not the easiest way to live life, and gigs are good so far into August and September. I'm still looking for gigs, so if you know anyone in Europe or anyone down south or anyone in the world that might need some music, old folks homes, birthday parties, barbecues, outdoor parties, pubs, clubs, anything, restaurants, I do music. That's what I do. Don't forget me. I need as many gigs as I can get. Thanks again for a shot of your ears. Thanks again for being lovely, dedicated listeners, and for all your comments and for all your praise and your support. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you all. Please remember that. I'm going to leave you with this one. This is Bob Dylan. I'll be back next week with more adventures. Hopefully I'll still be alive and well. Big love. Peace. See you later.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to
be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work 'cause the vandals took the handle.